7723531. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. What is the greatest commandment that God's given us? Anybody? Okay, I heard some of it, and yeah, we're accurate and correct. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, with all thy strength, you know, with all thy mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Well, let me start by saying this. The greatest of commandments is not for us to love one another. The greatest commandment is for us to love God. I'm saying that with purpose in mind. Many saints of God, their expression of love for God is seen more in duty to others than in expression of love to God himself. Let me say that again. The greatest commandment is not to love one another. We are to love one another, but many who love the Lord, their greatest expression of love to the Father is expressed through love to people. And that's not a bad thing, but we want to go deeper into this hidden place. Where we, you see, the deeper we get into this stronghold, the more inaccessible we are to the enemy. Okay, so let's turn to Matthew chapter 22, and let's start at verse 37 through 39. The greatest commandment is not to love one another. Now, we're going to balance this, and we're not to not love one another. I'm not saying that we're not to love one another, but that's not the greatest commandment. The greatest commandment is, do you have that up there? Jesus said unto him concerning the greatest commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Next verse. This is the first and great commandment. This is the first and great commandment. Verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But the go back to verse 38. This is the first and the great commandment. Let me emphasize this again, because I know this is new to some of our hearing, but much of Christianity today is expressed, or saints express their love of God by expressing their love to one another. But it still leaves something lacking when it comes to the first and great commandment. In other words, we're loving everybody, but God is just an acquaintance. We spread that love to everybody but to him. Well, God understands God. No, he God. What is the first commandment and the great commandment? How do you treat someone that you love? Sometimes our fulfillment is just in doing for God or for others, which is, these are all good things. This is, I'm not making light of this, but we're missing the first and the great commandment. God doesn't want to merely be an acquaintance. that we call upon in time of trouble. The first and the great commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. To be perfect as our Father is perfect, we must diligently, I'm going to work with this word, we must diligently cultivate a love relationship with the Father. Now, if I would ask anyone in the room that's born again, do you love God the Father? The answer would be, yes, I love God. Okay, well, how do you express that? I mean, how do you express that to him? You tell everybody about him. You know, you're kind to everybody. And that's wonderful. That's good. We should be. But I can't say I love my wife and I'm kind to everybody. And I'm, you know, but yet when it comes time, there's no time. Even though I have that love, you understand what I mean? I want you to think this thing through, because we want to get deeper into the hidden place where we are so connected that the powers of the world to come start to manifest in our life without effort, without our trying to work up anything. You know, Enoch walked with God so closely. The seventh from Adam, he walked with God so closely that the veil between the worlds got so thin he was able to cross over. Walking with God. It says, and he was not, for God took him without him seeing death. Just through his walking with God. All right? Here, I've been saying this. Some saints express more love to others in the body than to God himself. Our goal tonight is not to stop or cease loving each other, but how much of that love has been spread so thin to where we've not really given God. It's not like God is insecure or needy, but he says the first and the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart. And there's a reason God says that, because there's a place, when you walk in that, there's a place. Jesus walked there. Moses walked there. You know, many of the great patriarchs walked in that place. Some saints express more love to others in the body than to God. Now, I'm going to say it again and again. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to love others, to do for others, to be generous, to be kind, not to be ornery, and, you know, impatient and all that stuff, but to be kind. But why is it that saints express more love to others than to God? Could it be that God the Father is, again, just an acquaintance and not an intimate friend? There's no real intimacy. Yeah, you pray. Yeah, you read. Yeah, you do all that stuff. I feel it's going deeper. I feel the submarine starting to go down. We do all the stuff. We do all the stuff right. We do everything that's required of. But is that intimate relationship there? Is there a real intimacy? You know, husbands and wives, no intimacy. Into me, see where there's nothing hidden, where God can come and talk and feel comfortable around you. He's not, see, some think that in time God's talking to him, he's always making a demand on him. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to give that. I demand. How will we ever know him intimately? You don't want to be around nobody always making you do something. Am I right? God's not like that. You want to be around people you feel comfortable around sometimes. You're not scared they're going to say something to. Could it be that he's only your acquaintance and not your intimate friend. You know, acquaintances, we all have acquaintances. You know, a certain measure of trust you have for them, you kind of know them. You know, you may even like them. You may do certain things with them, but they're acquaintances. And then you have a circle, perhaps, of intimate friends, people you hold very close to your heart. They're different. Those that you can perhaps talk to, that you can't talk to everybody like that. Because everybody ain't going to see you right. You know, you don't want to hang your dirty laundry out to everybody. You don't want to cry on everybody's shoulder. But they're those that are intimate, not just acquaintances. Could it be God's only an acquaintance and not an intimate friend? Many call God Father, but few personally minister love to Jesus. Now remember it's in Isaiah where it says that Jesus was called Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful, Everlasting Father. And you know, there's a doctrine that they adopt, well, there's only one, you know, but it's not. Jesus was the full expression of who the Father was. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Okay, so Jesus is that intermediate, that advocate, that one that has come. Now, many call God Father, but few personally minister love to Jesus. Let me give you three ways we can minister unto Jesus. Excuse me, which I think is very important to bring us into a deeper realm of that hidden place in Him. That place of assurance. If you give me Luke chapter 7, verse 38. Now this is Mary that came into a forbidden place, in a room with Pharisees. She was a woman, and that society and culture did not allow her among these men. And for her to let her hair down there was really taboo. But she broke all the rules. Come on, I said she broke all the rules because she was not concerned with the status quo or society. She wasn't concerned with what people thought about her. You know, Mary Magdalene, there were seven devils that were cast out of her. Jesus cast out seven devils out of her. She had something to be grateful for. She had, you know, they that are forgiven much tend to have a greater capacity to love versus those that tend to lean toward entitlement, like God owes you something. Amen. Those that come, you know, and this is not a slight on somebody that's lived a clean life. Thank God for that. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.